It's do or die week for the Farm Bill and pushing EPA to relax its regulatory burdens on biofuels. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, it may be do or die this week for a new Farm Bill. Our Gary Truitt was in Washington, D.C. last week and has this report on what the future might look like for passing a new Farm Bill.
The Farm Bill, that has been long delayed by partisan bickering, is now being sliced and diced, with the big-dollar programs being put into the Budget Reconciliation Bill. The proposed Farm Bill safety net package includes roughly $50 billion for crop reference prices, as well as money for crop insurance, dairy, livestock, biosecurity, and export trade promotion. Ted McKinney with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture and former Undersecretary of Agriculture admits this is not the best way to write farm policy, but it may be the only way to get farm programs funded.
You better take what you can and get it while the opportunity is there, and then hope and pray that people will come together with the remnants. It's not the ideal way. I'll be the first to say that, but it may be the only way right now, Gary.
Many I spoke with in Washington fear that conservation programs may suffer the most or even be left out of the final bill as lawmakers try to find dollars to fund nutrition programs in order to secure more Democratic support. The Farm Bill markup is scheduled for Tuesday, but the situation is very fluid as GOP leaders are still scrambling to find enough support to pass the legislation. If there's a bright spot in all of this, McKinney says it's finally bringing some fiscal responsibility to the Farm Bill.
The government finally is doing what farmers have had to do for a long time. Quit spending and get your books in order. And it's too doggone bad that it's taken this long.
Programs that do not get included in this Farm Bill may face an uncertain future. Several farm leaders I spoke with said they are not optimistic that some of these programs will ever see the light of day. I'm Gary Truitt.